Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on and high five your neighbor and say it's crushing it time. We about to crush it. You better be obedient. It's time to crush it. Stop talking about it and crush it. Stop allowing your mountains to be on top of you and crush it. Come on. I got a word. Are y'all excited? I need to hear you. I need to hear you. Come on. Get your blood going. Get your blood moving. Some of you walked in here depressed. Shake that mess off of you. I came into the house on fire and ready to preach and prophesy. Wanna do it? Wanna do it? I know he will. Come on, some of your face getting activated right now. Some of you need a miracle, and God's been waiting on you to open your mouth and claim it. I ain't leaving this place the way I walked in. You better tell your mountain, I'm not leaving the way I came in. I ain't never seen nobody go to Zumba and get skinny by just standing there. No, when you need anything, you gotta begin to move and do something you ain't never done before. When I was having my babies, I didn't lay there and go, oh, this feels good. No, when something's about to be birthed, you get a raw cry. When you fight with your spouse, you don't fight, oh, honey, I think you're wrong. No, you begin to lift your voice and get a little elevated. That's how come so many people are going to church every Sunday and staying stuck. Because you're going to these seeker-friendly churches that make you feel comfortable. No, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you better know how to open your mouth and lay hands on yourself. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm coming out of this storm. Devil, you should have taken me out when you could have. That bankruptcy ain't gonna harm me. That divorce can't touch this, 'cause God already spoke it. I'm coming through in victory. I just made that up. You can't touch this. I just made that song up. That was good. You're coming through to victory. This white girl's got some rhyme on her today. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came into the house on fire and ready to prophesy and preach. I was sitting back in that office. I started to begin to seek God and inquire of the Lord, what shall I say to your people this day? And the Lord began to speak to me concerning the storms that have been raging in people's lives and in the natural. You may be seated. I'm going to behave today. I'm going to stay on two. I'm going to stay on two. I ain't even gonna get to 100. No, I know I gotta get y'all activated. 'Cause hell has taken residency in some of your home, and the Lord's been waiting on you to get your pretty tail unstuck. I started praying this morning when I woke up. I was like, God, there's so many people right now that are being affected by Florence. Now, when anything is happening in the natural, that storm is prophetic. Well, if he's a good father, then why did he allow Florence to happen? We just went through September 11th. Why, if he's a good father, would he not have stopped people? Because the Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But you got to begin to ask God for spiritual, being able to see in the spiritual. When something is happening in the natural, in the spirit realm, God is going to use what is happening in the natural and begin to elevate us to another level. When storms happen in our lives, they immediately started telling everybody in Jacksonville and surrounding areas to get to safety, right? Now, some people stayed. We got some deaths because of it. Because a lot of times, whenever you're in a storm, you're not obedient. Because in a storm, you begin to fight the wrong direction. Because you begin to fight against what people of the spirit are telling you that needs to happen. And you begin to fight in the natural. And you end up staying like you're going to keep, like you. I watch these people staying at their houses. What you think you're going to do? You going to hold your house down so the storms can't come? No, you're being disobedient. And in the spirit, you got to begin to pray. For God, there are a lot of people in a storm right now in this building. You've been in a storm entirely way too long. You've been over here fighting when God, if you would have been obedient to what God's been telling you to do, you know what you're supposed to do. It's that thing inside of you that gives you peace. Even in a storm, when you're listening to God and being directed by God, then you still got peace even when Florence is beating the hell out of you. Because, you know, I don't know where I'm going to go back to. I was obedient in this storm, and I don't know what I'm going to go back to. I don't know if I'm going to go back to my house being flooded. I don't know if I'm going to go back to my relationship being over. I don't know if I'm going to go back to being red in the banking account. But the one thing I do know is my God knew this storm was coming before it ever came. And I'm going to be obedient because 1 ounce of obedience will do more for you than all the prayer in the world. I'm going to be obedient. I came to prophesy to someone that has been in the biggest battle of your life. You have been faced with uncertainties. You have been overwhelmed with struggles and trials like never before. Someone has been faced with the greatest storm of your life. You're like, God, you keep beating on my family. And God is over here saying, I got you. Because with every storm comes elevation. See, some of y'all been in a storm of your life and you've been like, where's everybody at? God ain't talking to me. I ain't got the preacher talking to me. I ain't got no friends left. I feel so lonely, and that lonely demon is eating you alive. And God is over here saying with new levels, with new elevation comes separation. I need you to get in that place where you realize I'm not staying here. The quicker you learn through the storm what you need to learn and allow the storm to... You know what I learned going through my storm? I was fighting like this. When tidal waves, have you ever been to the beach? Anybody ever been to the beach? When you get in the water and the tide is coming, if you ain't careful, you will allow the tide to drift you out because they done told you not to get in the water anyway. Oh, but I've been watching people out in Florence like this, trying to get video for everybody on Facebook. Oh, not me, honey. I'm going to be in my house. This is how I fight my back. I ain't going to be out there being no disobedient this storm. You know what I discovered? When storms were hitting me in 2006, 7, 8, 9, because I gave God a year, he took 5. When I couldn't see, when storms were hitting me and I couldn't even see in front of my face, where was God? And I remember in that season, I realized that he said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he does say in the back of his book, we're going to win. So God, I'm going to just fly. Sometimes whenever you got that tidal wave and you can't see in front of you because of the storms of your life, sometimes you just got to flip over and float. I can't do nothing right now, but I'm going to flip over and I'm going to float. You know, if you float and get dead, just like this, you know, you just float. Some of you in that fight today. And you need to float. I heard God say, there's some of you that have been overwhelmed with struggles and trials like never before. Someone has been faced with the greatest storm of your life. And I came to tell you, don't you dare give up. Don't you give in. Don't you get weary and faint at heart. For you are about to hear from God again. I just want to tell somebody right now, you are going to make it. You may have hit a rough spot, and you may feel like you have hit rock bottom, but at the bottom is where you're going to find out who the rock is, and it's Jesus. It ain't your ex. It ain't your daddy. It ain't your mama. It ain't your doctor. It's not your spouse. It is the King of Kings. For you are about to hear God again. I don't know if I've ever heard God, Kim. You go to church a whole life and don't know if you heard from God. You know why? Because you think he's going to be like, Kimberly, don't go to the right. No. He'll even let you put your hand on that burner a few times and get the heck burned out of you. He'll sometimes give you exactly what you want and you've been praying for to show you it ain't what you need. He will get you to a place where you finally say, I surrender all. I surrender all. I don't know where you're coming from, Jesus, but I'm not going to pick it up again. I'm just going to stay right here and praise my way out of this thing. I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to put a Judah cry on it. I'm going to prophesy. I just want to tell somebody right now that you are going to make it. That's a fact, Jack. You may have hit a rough spot and it may seem like you're going to drown, but I came to tell you you're not going down. You're not going under. God has invested too much in you to let you throw in the towel or to let you drown. Some of you say, I deserve it. I deserve it. I knew I wasn't supposed to marry that fool. I knew I wasn't supposed to marry Delilah, but I did. I married Satan, and now I got to pretend I'm happy. Oh, Lord, what are you going to do? God said, get into a place of position. You might have created these storms, but you watch as I'm about to shift the tidal wave in your favor. You might be floating for a minute. You might even get out of place where you don't recognize nothing in front of you. But the one thing I know is in Ephesians 3:20, it said he gonna do exceedingly, abundantly, more than you could ever ask or think. That means you're walking into a season where everything's gonna be green. I'm talking to somebody up in here, huh? It says in Naaman 1:3, it said the Lord is slow to anger. He ain't like people. Won't he do it? Thank you, God, he ain't like people. It said he is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. If I hear one more person say, the Lord is coming down on North Carolina, South Carolina, he's trying to judge. No, he ain't. God ain't like people. He ain't no bitter Betty. Them religious folk, I just want to be like, get off Facebook preaching, you Facebook prophet liar. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. I came to tell someone today that the storm you are in right now hasn't been a setback, but it is a setup. What it was sent to take you under is going to carry you over, and what was sent to break you down is about to lift you up. It was a setup. What you're going through right now is a setup. You may not can see what God is about. This is how I fight my battle. But where God at? Huh? Where God at? He's building your faith. He is going to shift. He is going to blow your mind in this season. You better learn to tell the devil, you can't drown me. I'm unsinkable. Everything around me may go down, but you can't drown me. Because as long as I got two hands, as long as I got two feet, as long as I got a big old fat mouth, I'm going to let the world know, watch me rumble. What was sent to take you under is about to carry you over. It's a tidal wave. When you fight and you finally just roll back over on your back and you begin to float, all of a sudden you find yourself in a new place that you would have never got to without that storm, without that divorce, without that brokenness. You would have never gotten there without the storm that you created. God used the very thing that the devil was trying to take you out with as your setup to take you about 10 miles ahead. He sent the perfect storm your way. I'm preaching to someone who thought the devil sent this, but God sent it. Look at your neighbor right now and say, God calls this, and he's qualifying it. I don't know if I'd have believed any of y'all on that one. I'd be like, I don't believe you. It's almost like standing in church and watching the choir sing, the white churches. This is how I fight my battle. 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 I don't believe a doggone word you're saying. I need to feel, baby. You are contagious and obnoxious, and you must have made it through some. And I want you to be my friend. I want you to sit next to me. I want you to rub off on me because you didn't quit. And the Bible says that the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? He sent the perfect storm to even Job. We read the Bible and even Job, huh? Even Job, we're like, what in the world? You let everything be taken away from Job. But God knew. Everybody's watching Job. Some of you are in that perfect storm just like Job. And he's got a lot of people watching you that are about to watch you go from sitting on the side of the road in that broke down hoopty to driving a G3 paid off. He's about to watch you over here renting a house. He's about to watch you buy a house. You're going to be a testimony. People about to watch you go from being cray-cray to save-save. To you, I say, hold on. Victory is on the way. I'm prophesying to someone that you are about to experience God in a whole other dimension. God is setting you up for the greatest miracle of your life. You're about to hear God again. How can you come to my church and just sit there? I just want to throw my sweat rag at you. I'm trying to get y'all free. The devil's been having you back. You wake up every day in the same mood. You mean as a snake. Wonder why you can't find no Boaz or Ruth. Because they ain't going to look at you. Because you ain't free. When you walk up into a place like this, is when God has given you a shot of Holy Ghost Papa spinach. Because life is going to beat the heck out of you. You need to tell the devil when he starts picking on you, I ain't fretting over this no more. You can go pick on my neighbor. She's a worry wart. I'm not worrying no more. I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to come through. But the one thing I know is he said that he's going to come through. He said, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to bless you and not harm you. Give you a future and a hope. He said, delight yourself in me and I'll give you the desires of your heart. He said, trust and obey, for there is no other way but to surrender to me. You ain't fretting over this storm anymore. I prophesy that your tears at midnight are over. Your dark days are over. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Somebody shout, good morning, joy. Good morning, joy. I feel this in my toes. This is not what I preached the first service, but God shifted something and said, you got to activate their faith. God is about to speak to you. He's going to speak to you right out of this storm. All those watching online right now that are stuck in your hotel rooms, worried about going back to your houses, I hear God saying, it's a new season. Don't you worry and don't you fret. God is about to speak to you right out of that storm. God is about to open his mouth concerning you. Y'all gonna walk into your work this week and you're gonna be up for promotions you weren't even in line for. Some of y'all gonna go home today with that crazy husband or that crazy wife, and there's gonna be a shift in the atmosphere. Somebody is gonna look at your checking account this week and it's gonna be out of the red. Somebody's gonna go in your mailbox and there's gonna be checks in the mail. Somebody's about to give you a house with that bad credit. We're in a season of restitution. What was normally going to take 5 years is going to take 1 year. Prophesying to the one in here whose dream has drowned by the storm, by that divorce, by that bad credit. Some of you walking around bleeding. You won't heal. You denying it, and God can't heal who you pretend to be. Some of you lying to yourself. Your life looks like straight up hell, but you got too much pride to admit it. When you finally get to that place where you're not embarrassed about what people are saying about you, but you get your place into a vertical position with God, and instead of looking horizontal, you begin to look vertical and get in his presence and watch a shift in your trajectory. I don't care. You know when I got healed? My problem was I wasn't getting healed, so I was bleeding on people that didn't even cut me. You living with something that ain't your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. And when you finally get in that place where you say, God, I ain't moving. I'm staying right here in your presence. And I'm going to begin whenever at the end of the service when I make you give me a roar. You know why I'm making you do a roar? Because something is loosened. Because life is going to hit you. People are going to walk out of your life that you never thought would walk out of your life. Your credit score is going to stink with Equifax, Fact-a-Fact, Peek-a-Pack, whatever. It's called life. But when you know who your source is, you ain't worried about no bully creditors. You ain't worried about the doctor's report. It ain't over until God says it's over. And no weapon formed against you can prosper. You can't touch nothing around me. Your purpose may have been held back. The raging waters have sidetracked you because you're human. God is about to speak out of this storm. You know God's plan for your life. You know God spoke his purpose for you. But somehow in the middle of the storm, you done forgot. People wrote you off, so you wrote yourself off. You better get yourself off of that clearance rack. Oh, they put you there and put a big old red mark in a Sharpie, permanent. But they went to the bathroom just like you, woke up with bad breath just like you. Woke up with bad head just like you, and they didn't save the world, and they didn't give you life. Take your tail off the clearance rack. Put yourself back up in the couture rack and begin to pick up your shoulders. Oh, you wish you would have fixed your life then, because now you're going to be every day of your life following me, stalking me, and wishing to God you would have got your act together, because this is a season where I'm going for every door that was ever slammed on me. And I'm not just going for the doors that slammed on me. I'm going to buy the whole building. I'm about to buy the whole block. I'm about to come back for everything. Stop asking people to help you swim that are drowning. And take back your life. I'm not real sure if you heard me there, but we're in a season where you're going, all those doors slammed on you. You about to buy the whole building. You about to buy the whole block. You're about to put your name out on the side. This is Pothier favor. This is Real Talk Kim favor. This is what it looks like when you depend on God and not people. I just heard God say he's about to give you your dreams back. We're about to have CEOs in here. You got to get your mind shifted because we're in a season. If you don't learn to open your mouth and prophesy things that are not as though they are, you are going to be left in the dust, baby, because it does take class participation. You know God's plan for your life. You know God spoke his purpose. But somewhere along the way, life done stepped all over you. The storms you created drowned you. But something happened today. You about to float. You about to float. You're about to float right into your next season with everybody watching you. They ain't liking your Facebook statuses no more. They ain't calling you no more. They're all getting together and talking about you. But what I hear God saying is I'm about to give your haters front row seats to where I'm about to take you. Y'all, I went through a divorce. In 2006, I was told every day of my life, you'll never amount to nothing. I was in special ed. I don't know my hooked on phonics. But see, the devil knows, and he starts after you at a very young age because he knows that when you get somebody that hit rock bottom, what? When you get somebody that ain't nobody really ever believed in, you don't need people's accolades. You ain't got it no way. Because ain't nobody expecting much from you. Your whole family's losers. Oh, but they didn't realize that you were about to be the game changer. See, the devil's been telling you, oh, but it's just a part of your family DNA. I dare some of you to begin to open your mouth and tell the devil, this is where it stops. It stops with me. You're about to hear his voice again. Y'all, I remember going through that divorce. We were in ministry. When I went through my divorce, I felt like the biggest failure, so unworthy, raised in a religion that said women couldn't preach. Raised in a religion that said women couldn't cut their hair. Raised in a religion that said if you get divorced, you're going to hell on a slip and slide. Well, I hit all of them. Okay. And in that season, I had to move back in with my mom and daddy. And I remember thinking, my whole life in ministry's over. My whole life. I got to go work at Bloomingdale's. And I guess I'll just build my life in Estee Lauder, making women beautiful when I don't even feel beautiful. But I had to go get a J-O-B. But see, what you don't understand is in my storm that I created. See, my big mouth ran him off, okay? Because every day I was like, I don't need no man. And I woke up after 17 years and didn't have one. But see, what God did was he said, I'm about to put you in a position where you got to learn to love people because right now you hate people. But see, what God did was I was over here never dreaming in a million years that I would get to pastor my own church and preach 52 weeks out of the year. I never dreamed in a million years that I'd write 3 bestsellers, but all in the last 5 years, when you get yourself into alignment, God will begin to escalate. He will begin to activate. He will begin to accelerate your life and show out on your, nobody saw it coming. My ex-husband told me every day, You'll never amount to nothing. Last year, he sent a picture to my son with my big old pretty face up on a billboard in his hometown. Boom, shakalaka, luck. Boom, 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 shakalaka, luck. I'm not gloating, but my God said that he'll put your enemies right in the forefront to watch God. Let them talk about you. See what gossip does for you, and I said this before, but I'm going to say it again because a lot of you weren't here to hear it. See what gossip does for you. When your ex is gossiping about you, your ex-mother-in-law's gossiping about you, your mama, daddy talking about you, you know what gossip does for you? Free advertisement. It makes everybody in their world come over and need to look and investigate, why is everybody talking about her? What's so good about her? When they come over, they get caught with the excitement. And then all of a sudden, what the devil meant for evil, God turned it for good. And now you got 100,000 more followers. Okay, I'm closing. He's about to speak you right out of the storm. You can stand up on your feet. When God speaks, devils tremble. When God speaks, hell gets nervous. When God speaks, chains are broken. When God speaks, disease has to leave. When God speaks, cancer has to bow its knee. When God speaks, finances have to be released. I dare 20 of you to get on your feet and praise God. Praise Him. Florence, bring it on. The Bible says that in the middle of the greatest storm of his life, that Jesus came to Peter and spoke out of the storm, and he said, come. Jesus had already spoken to his disciples to meet him on the other side. They heard what he said to do, but when they got in the middle of the tiger of the storm, they forgot, and their fear set in. They were like, BFFs with God? So if their fear can get them, you best believe. The devil's been fighting with some of your minds. He's been fighting with you. He's been telling you that that panic attack is going to take you out. He's been telling you that little Johnny or little Esther, your little kids over here that are trifling, are going to end up just like their daddy or just like you. He's been lying to you, mama, you single mama, that you'll never be a good enough wife. He's been lying to you, dad, that you'll never have a relationship with your children. But I'm here to tell you that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is ready to shift. Let me say to you who live in fear, fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is a false evidence appearing real. I don't know what you walked in with this morning, but right now the world's sad. We're all feeling the storm. But in this room right now, some of you walked in with some major heaviness. It's a new season. It's a new day. I'm too low. I'm gonna go up and stay. You ready? Get me going. It's a new day. Come on and prophesy. Fresh anointing. is flowing my way. I hear the tears. I just heard God say, the tears are over. Keep singing, team.
It's a new season coming.
I just heard God say, here's what God just said. Hold up. Some of you walked in here and you've been crying. And in your spirit right now, you're saying, I'm not walking out with this today. You finally have gotten to the temperature that you're saying, I'm not leaving with this. If that is you, I want you to walk up here to the front. I've cried my last tear over that situation that I cannot control. And if you cannot control it, you got to give it to God. You are about to leave today with a complete new freedom. Are you ready? If you walk down here, you got to make up your mind. I'm not going back with it. Some of you have been nursing it like you're going to win a cherry on top. Come on. I heard the Lord say, I'm healing infidelity. There's some marriage in here that are trying to fight through infidelity. You're going to make it. And you're going to come out better than you were before that infidelity ever happened. Coming to me. Come on, come on. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's coming my way. God, I claim my healing.
It's a season of power.
I receive it, Lord. It's a new season. Coming to me. Father, come on, I need y'all to get your... I just heard God say the reason that you've stayed where you are, it's because you ain't really, 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 really been wanting to give it all over to God. Shame, that shame that you're walking around with, you can't do nothing about the past. You can't do nothing about the past, boo. Here's your challenge this week. When you get in your car today, I want y'all to see Pastor Kim's big old mug in the windshield. It is a prophetic word for you today. That this week when the devil starts reminding you of what you're letting go of right now, go sit in the car and look at that windshield and how it's so massive in the front. And that little windshield is that little backup camera. That is to show you what you ain't supposed to do. Don't look behind you, look in front of you, because you may not can change what's happened to you, but you're changing your future. You can't fix the past, but you can help God with your future. So y'all ready to repeat after me? Father, and I need y'all to, don't be like that white choir. I need y'all. Say, Father, I give it to you. I give you me, my situation, my worry, my storm, my problem, my fear, my family, and my future. Father, give me spiritual amnesia. I don't want nobody to pay. I want freedom from my past. In Jesus' name. Father, I can't do nothing with it, but you can. Come on, let it go. I want you to see you laying that burden down. You need to physically see yourself in the spirit. Laying that daddy at the altar. Laying that mama at the altar. Laying that ex at the altar. Give your ex. Come on, let it go. There's a lady in here that God's, you've been beating yourself every day up over that abortion you had. Let it go. You ain't got to pay for nothing. God got off of that throne and onto that cross and stretched his arms out wide because he knew it. He knows everything that you're walking through. There's somebody else in here that is addicted to porn. Let it go. You know why an alcoholic and a drug addict always goes back? They will go to rehab and go back, go to rehab and go back. You know why? Because of self-condemnation. Because God said, you're going to have some seasons where you're going to fall, but I'm going to give you a season where you get up and begin to live again. You are not in AAA. AAA says that for the rest of your life, you're an addict. No, you're not. Whenever God comes into your life, he makes all things new. Stop living in the past. Say, I forgive myself. Devil, go to hell where you belong. Now on the count of three, I want you to give a Holy Ghost shout. You're about to roar. I want you to scare your neighbor's eyelashes off. Scare the heck out of her. I want you to, some of y'all been on mute. But see, my Bible says the life and death on the power of your words. Some of y'all gonna float right through this tidal wave. On the count of three, I want you to shout with a cry. And at this shout, you are laying everything down. Your children you're worried about. Your husband you're worried about. Your wife you're worried about. That court you're worried about. You're laying it right here with your roar. Are you ready? One, two, three. Father, we give it to you. Father, we give it to you. We give it to you. We give it to you. Freedom, 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 freedom. I break it. I break that generational curse off of you. I break that worry off of you. I break that fear off of you. No fear, no fear. No fear. No fear. Feels good, don't it? You've been fearing all this time and it ain't fixed nothing. But you watch what's about to happen this week. Now, Father, no fear. No fear. No fear, Desiree. No fear. No fear. Remember, the situation you're in right now may not be your fault, but that healing and that deliverance is your responsibility. Stop running away from it and get whole. Come on, get whole. Y'all feel good. Y'all feel free. Y'all like that storm message. Huh? One more time before we do our ordination. Some of you didn't leave it all here. But this time, I'm gonna give you one more chance. Some of you are like, over here and over here, you like straddling. Now I need you to make up your mind. I'm jumping all the way. I'm jumping all the way into, I'm gonna drive, I'm gonna get home, I'm gonna get in my car today. Ain't gonna have no fear. I'm not gonna worry about that thing that I've been worried about for, you know that 85% of the things you worry about never happen. That's the only place the enemy can get you though, is through your ears. Your ears is your worst enemy. Your mind is your worst enemy. So on the count of three, and then you can go back to your seats. But if you didn't open your mouth that one time, I'm gonna give you a chance right now. From here. Like you are birthing something. You ready? On the count of three, let everybody in Fayetteville, Georgia know. I just got my Judah praise on. I just got my Judah praise on. I just got my, oh, Pastor Kim prophesied all over me today. This is a week of new beginnings. This is a week where I'm taking back everything the devil stole and I'm declaring restitution. Are y'all ready? One, two, three. Y'all can go.